The ANZ has announced that it will be phasing out coal financing by 2030. This follows other lenders who see the writing on the wall following the announcements by our biggest coal customer, Japan, that they would be carbon neutral by 2030. The results showed the effects of the pandemic with profits down by 40%. Roderick Chambers spoke with ANZ CEO Shane Elliott.
ANZ today announced a reduction of profit by 40%, with cash profit down 42%, but they still managed to pay a dividend of 35 cents per share. This decrease was primarily driven by full-year credit impairment charges of $2.74 billion, in addition to $815 million of pandemic-related charges from Asian operations. The impairment charges are essentially a writing down of asset values. CEO Shane Elliott announced that ANZ will be withdrawing from financing coal by 2030.
What we've tried to do is take a really responsible approach to a transitioning economy. And we want to be respectful of the customers that we have banked over our long history, but also we need to prepare the bank for the future. And in our view, this is good old-fashioned risk management. You know, there is a change afoot. It is a significant shift. It's a shift driven by technology. It's driven by community expectations, and it's driven by government aspirations. I mean, globally and things like the Paris Accord.
So would this mean that if none of the local banks finance coal operations, then overseas lenders could be brought in?
Well, I imagine that will be part of it, although, the reality is that, as we've seen in some recent transactions, Australian banks continue to support that industry. So I don't know that it's quite as dire as that. I mean, the industry will need to shift and the good operators there. And there are good operators in that industry. You understand that.
Shane Elliott made the point that the Reserve Bank cutting rates when they are at 0.25% is really reaching the point where it simply doesn't matter. The chances of this change making any difference to whether someone wants to take a mortgage out is fairly moot. By implication, the RBA interest rates decisions are having little effect on the economy. One thing he is concerned about is the effect the bank levy is having at this very low interest rate.
You know, when the bank levy was imposed, which is not that long ago, 6 basis points sounded like a reasonably small amount imposition to most. But in a world where rates are essentially zero, it's a lot. You know, when I raise a deposit today, and even if I pay you for your deposit zero, I still have to pay 6 points to the government. So, what I'm saying is it's essentially become the marginal cost of funds. Now, in a world where apparently Reserve Bank wants to make borrowing cheaper for people, seems a bit odd to me that one of the single biggest drivers of that cost is, in fact, this tax.
And are the effects flowing through the economy like it did during the GFC?
The GFC really was impacted the big end of town. And if you think about where was the impact felt, it was felt at a lot of very highly leveraged big corporate names, the sort of ABC Learning, Centro Properties, those sorts of things. As opposed to this time, certainly at this stage anyway, what it feels like it's having a much, much bigger impact in the small business sector. So GFC was at a big end of town, and that ultimately did flow through because, it flowed through from those companies to their suppliers and all those other things. But the immediate impact of COVID is really on the small business sector. So it's having quite a different shape of impact.
ANZ is keeping funds in reserve. Do you think that we are still to see the real effects of the pandemic?
ANZ shareholders have not lost $1 directly as a result of COVID. We don't have customers who've gone bankrupt and, we've booked losses directly because of COVID. But we've set aside a huge amount of money. We've got $5 billion in collective provisions for not just for COVID, but for if and when things go wrong. That's what banks do. And so we're building that war chest just in case. Our view, for what it's worth, is that the economy looks a lot better today than it did 6 months ago in terms of the outlook. It's less bad, if you will. I mean, and there's still a lot of pain to be felt in the economy, but it looks less bad than it did. And that's largely as a result of the overwhelming positive outcomes of government, the government response, whether it's JobKeeper and JobSeeker, whether it's HomeBuilder, whether it's the small business lending, et cetera, guarantees, et cetera. They've worked. As of today, there's not a lot of small businesses going bust.
There is evidence that many people haven't been spending up as much as the government would have liked. What are you seeing with your customers?
The evidence to date is that actually what people are doing with that excess money is they're saving it. And, you know, we saw our savings skyrocket in the second half. You know, mums and dads and small businesses added $21 billion to their savings accounts at ANZ and another $6 billion into their offset accounts.
You said that with commercial lending that we would likely see effects mid-next year as support is cut. Will there be an effect for mortgage holders? Are you going to cease deferrals?
95,000 ANZ customers asked for a deferral in the first place, the first 6 months. Of them, 55,000 have already finished that deferral. Yeah, so that came to an end. And of that 55, the other 40,000, that'll be happening in the coming days and weeks, yeah. But of the original 55,000 that expired, 79% of them want to go back to full repayment, so they're not asking for help. 20%, so what's that, about 10,000, have asked for more time. Of those 20,000, very, very few, there's some, actually are receiving JobKeeper or JobSeeker. While it would be very distressing for those people to lose that support, you know, unless they get their jobs back, it's a relative, and again, I'm not dismissing, it's still 1,000 people for us, it's a lot. It's a relatively small part of the overall book. So, and what you might ask why? Well, as a general observation, the people who lost their jobs or have been stood down who aren't JobKeeper, sadly, are those who were younger. They were people who worked in retail, they were people who worked in hospitality. So as a general rule, they didn't have home loans. You know, they were generally younger people who were renting. So they have different issues and challenges to deal with. But generally, it hasn't really been a big impact in our home loan portfolio, if that makes sense.
And, yeah. And do you feel you're in a better position than some of your competitors?
Well, I'd like to think so. I mean, I think, you know, we'll see, I guess, in the coming days as more of our competitors announce their results and some of those data. You know, from what we've seen, it would appear so. I mean, part of that, and it's a little bit, it might be at the margin, a little bit of that is, you know, we've had probably a more conservative appetite for home lending in the past. You know, we've focused on owner-occupiers. We got criticised for doing so, but I think at the end of the day, we thought that was the right thing to do. And, you know, as I said, owner-occupiers have tended to do better during this environment than people renting and therefore subject to a sort of, you know, to a landlord and investor loan. So I think our book's probably in slightly better shape as a result of that, and that's a good thing.
Roderick Chambers there, speaking with ANZ CEO Shane Elliott.